Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Frankie Vibe's House of Inspiration Mix Show, hosted by me, myself, Sister Pucci, Chicago-based poet. You're listening to... First, we're going to get into the word, but before we do that, I just have to announce that next Tuesday, the 28th, will be the Youth for Christ show, and they're going to take over the studio and do things their way. At 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, if you could please tune in and support the youth, it would be very much appreciative. They enjoy what they do, and they're looking for feedback, so if you enjoy something on a youth show or you listen to a youth show, just send me a note or so I can share it with them. They encourage the younger generation to walk in Christ. That's all the church connections that I actually have, because I really want to get into the word. You know, a lot of people have trouble figuring out what it is they can do in the kingdom of God, what your role is, what are your skill sets, you know, and we all were given one job, and that was the Great Commission. This is after Jesus had risen from the dead, and he appeared to his disciples. This is after all of that. In Matthew 28 chapter, starting with the 16th through the 20th verse, I'm going to read it to you in the name of Jesus. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the end of the age." So as we're going out in this world, and I know there's so much violence and destruction in the world today, and no harmony, but that's not how it is in the spiritual realm. This is why he said you have to baptize with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are supposed to be teaching people about Jesus and also teaching them about what the wonderful gift he's given to us, that we then in turn will have the desire to go out and teach nations about, also are trying to teach the message that Jesus brought to the world, and that is the kingdom of God is at hand. And when something is at hand, it is tangible. It's something you can, you know, definitely put your hand on. It's just like that. If we do not start to do this, when he comes back, it's like your boss walking in and saying, "Okay, you've been here for 40 years or 48 years or whatever, however many years old you are, and you never showed up to work." That would be a heart-wrenching thing to hear our Savior say to us. He already said that if you don't acknowledge him in front of the people, he's going to turn his back on you and know you not. And so part of being a Christian is displaying our Christianity when we're in public around other people. And what do I mean by displaying your Christianity? If you're in a restaurant, people are watching or are shocked, but bless your food, even in a restaurant. I know a lot of people will do it at home, but they kind of back off when we're out in public. Letting your light shine. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, is within us. And what happens is it renews our mind. And it renews our spirit. So what people see in you is the Christ in you. Because you have surrendered yourself and surrendered your life to Christ. Let me say that again. Once you surrender yourself to Christ, people will be able to see the Christ within you and want to know, how did you get that car? How did you pay those bills? How can you keep a smile on your face no matter what you're going through? People will begin to wonder about why you are shining, glowing. Everything, I'm not saying things will be right in your life. Everything will be right in your life. But in the Bible, it tells us, Jesus begs us to cast our cares onto him because he cares for us. His burden is light. And so we don't even have to carry our burdens when we're followers of Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to just totally surrender and let Christ work in you, work through you, dispatch you, because that's what he does. We're angels. We're children of God. When someone needs something on this side, if you have the skill set to go do it, he'll send you. He'll send you to go help another person. He said, you'll know they are from me by the way they act. And we have to start acting like true Christians. And what do I mean by true Christians? True Christians are the ones who are just here to tell you about Jesus, and it's here to tell you about how Jesus reconciles you back to God, because the kingdom is here, and we can enjoy abundancy on earth if we operate in the Spirit. There's no getting around this. We must go out and start telling people, have you heard about my Savior Jesus or Christ? You know, if you're, you know, you take every opportunity in every conversation to interject Jesus' name. And I know politics and religion are two things people say you should never discuss, but your religion and your faith walk is going to determine your eternal. Let me slow down. Eternity. Okay. So, as it was reading in my Matthew, if we look again at the 17th chapter, it says, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Even though they were seeing their Savior, they doubted. Even though we're today are being blessed and we're not doing anything, was that Christ? I'm not sure. You know, and the blessing is staring you in the face, but you refuse to acknowledge it because you're doubting that it could possibly be from our Savior. This is how it works. We are supposed to go out and let people know who we believe in. You should be able to explain why you believe in Christ to anyone who asks you. That's in the Bible also. Ask, who do you believe in? Where I am a Christian, or I am a follower of Christ. I like saying follower of Christ better, because we're here at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry is a non-denominational religious organization. So I'm a follower of Christ. And if I'm going to be a follower of Christ, I then need to go out and start getting people ready to help with all the work that we have to do in the kingdom. And each of us are unique. Each of us are going to have a certain different flavor that we add to a situation. But God will dispatch you and say, go handle that situation. And once you're in the situation, you can ask or find a way to say, have you heard about my Savior Jesus? And don't be ashamed of it. If that person wants to talk about it, you shake the sand off your sandals and you keep walking. But you do need to make an effort to tell people or get into conversations about your religion. Don't buy into that myth that you shouldn't talk about religion because it only causes strife or argument. Again, Matthew 28, that was the 16th chapter to the 16th verse to the 20th verse. Again, I want to point something out that not only did Jesus say we have to perform the Great Commission, he also said that in teaching people, we have to teach them to obey everything that Jesus has commanded us, and surely Jesus will be with us to the end of age. So no matter what is going on in the world and how much terror that people are trying to put into your heart, you have to remember God didn't give you your spirit of fear, and that we have to obey the things that came down and talked about. He touched on so many different areas of our life, and we're not going to start going into those areas, but he touched on so many different areas in our life, well, in the Bible. The word became flesh and walked with us and among us and taught us. When you do not know how to act, ask yourself, and I know this was a big saying, and that was, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do if he came across someone who was a non-believer, who was down and out? He would sit and he would talk to them about his Father, his Heavenly Father, the kingdom that he now rules. Because in Matthew, it is saying that all things, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. All. That means anything concerning us, we have to go to Jesus. We can't go directly to God. And a lot of people feel that you can, but you can't go directly to God. It says no one goes to the Father except through the Son. Died for our sins. And he left us one commandment, to love each other as he has loved us, and he loves us unconditionally. And so we have to stop loving people based on their faith walk or based on their identity society, or based, you know, just because you're an NBA player doesn't make you any better than the person who has a home and is sleeping on the street. You are both the same in the eyes of God. All the same. So, again, getting back to the Great Commission, encourage people in Christ. Let your light shine and be excited to say, hey, let me tell you what my Savior has done for me. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. All he said we need is to have faith. That's why he mentioned that some doubted that he was there. He knew that some of the disciples doubted it. They weren't quite sure, even though they were looking dead at it, that this was Jesus risen from the dead. And so we can't get into a position where we start doubting ourselves. You know, we sometimes question whether things are from Christ or God. Anything happens to you positive, it's not of your own doing. It's not because you got great energy. It's not because you chanted, or it is because of grace and mercy. And it's because of our Savior interceding for us as we do the work of the kingdom. The Great Commission is the work of the kingdom. He said, I cannot come back, or I will not come back until the gospel has been preached into all four corners of the world. And this is what's so exciting to me about having an online ministry, because I am being broadcast or listened to around the world, because there's no more space and time. God has just erased it and made us able to come together in worship. Even though I'm doing this live, we are still fellowshipping whenever you listen to the show, because I'm in the spirit and it requires you to go into the spirit, and Jesus is in the spirit, and everything that I'm saying will be relevant even after I stop doing it live. In other words, pass this message on, because we're not quite all doing what God, what Christ has commanded us to do when it comes to making disciples. Well, I didn't go to theology school. He didn't, the disciples didn't either. They came from various different backgrounds, coming with different sins. You know, Peter was a hothead who swore. You know, the disciples were not perfect. And God is not looking for perfection. He's looking for obedience. He's looking for obedience. So, as you go out and go forth, don't sit in judgment of the people you're telling about Christ. Don't make them feel as if they're something bad, but let your joy be contagious about your zeal for the word of God and your admiration of our Lord and Savior. People can see that and sense that's on you. It's something about you I just don't know. There's something about you. I can't put my finger right on it, and it's what it is the Christ within you shining through. And once people start seeing the evidence of the work that is done in the kingdom. And what I mean by that is that people are going out, doing the Great Commission, turning, baptizing people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and spreading and talking about who we believe in and why we believe in Jesus. Everybody else shouts it from the mountaintop. And we need to start shouting it from the mountaintop too, because the victory is ours. If you read the book, that's the Bible, it is a story, and it tells you the ending. And the ending ends with Jesus' victory over everything evil on this earth. So there's no reason to worry about that big picture. Let life go on as it is. All you have to worry about is your faith walk and your relationship with our Savior. So remember, I'm going to read it one more time so we can get it in our spirit. In the name of Jesus, I read, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I will be with you always to the very end of age. He is going to be with us as we go out and do the Great Commission, do the work of the Great Commission. He's definitely just promised that, and you can take that to the bank because it's a promise from our Savior. Okay, everybody. DJ Frankie Vibe, House of Inspiration. DJ Frankie Vibe is definitely one of the pioneers of house gospel house music. I remember when I first, because I wanted gospel house music to be part of the ministry because I come from listening to house music and being from Chicago, and I wanted this beat or this contagious, but praising the Lord, you know, and doing it for a amount of time where you begin to dance like David did, you know, and God loves to see you rejoice and dance and be happy and just completely in glee. He loves it. He absolutely wants that for you. So, DJ Frankie Vibe ministry, one of his ministries is the House of Inspiration. There's a Facebook page that you can go join, and he's also our resident DJ. When we first started out, there was not a lot of gospel house DJs that I could find, and now I see so many who are gospel house DJs. And that is part of saying, hey, get going. Your talent is this. That's what you need to do with the kingdom, because you can make disciples through music. As long as you're teaching the word, that's the key, teaching the word. All right, everybody, I'm done with my sermon. Next up on the mic is DJ Frankie Vibe, House of Inspiration mix for June 2016. And here we go.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe, and thank you for stopping by the House of Inspirations radio show on GodsDJs.com. This is how we do it every Friday night, bringing the finest in gospel, soulful, inspirational house music for your ear, for your dance, for your shout. Party starts at 11, ends around 1 a.m. If you're on the West Coast, party starts at 8 and it ends around 10. We're going to start off with a classic joint by Susu Bobian and Brother Talaferro. Lift them up. That's what we're going to do this morning. We're going to lift them up. Especially after freeing the 33 Chilean miners. We definitely need to lift them up, y'all. Let's lift each other up as well. Check us out in the chat room this morning. Love to hear from folks. Also, we have an event going on with Susu Bobian. We're going to talk about that during the broadcast.
Come on.
Sorry about that. Just wanted to remind you that your heart is where your spirit is. Thank you, Kenny Bobian, for reminding us of that. Listen to your heart. Listen to your spirit. The latest one from Kenny Bobian. You also heard Live, Love, Laugh. The latest one from Funk Farmers with Dawn Williams on vocals. Give a big shout to my man Bruce Jeffers out of Newark, New Jersey of the Funk Farmers. House of Inspirations with DJ Frankie Vibe in the mix on GuysDJs.com. Check us out in the chat room. Love to hear from folks this morning. Getting that praise groove on. Oh yeah, House of Inspirations for your ears with DJ Frankie Vibe here on GodsDJs.com. Just want to go over what we've played so far up to this point. Played the latest one from Andrea Love with Maurice Joshua producing this one. More love, that's what we need. We need more love to each other. People's Groove, Jamie Lewis with Nick Morris. It's Time by Detroit's own Da Vinci, produced by Andy Compton. Want to give Da Vinci a shout. As well as Miss Minx of Queen Beach Radio. And you're listening to Born Again by John Julius Knight. Brand new joint right here. Heard it here first in the house. Want to let you know about an upcoming event this month. We have Susu Bobian at the Gospel House Cafe, Saturday, October 23rd, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. For more information on this event, which is located at the 2 Patterson Museum in Patterson, New Jersey, hit up my man DJ D Real at DJDReal1 at AOL.com, as well as DJ of the Way at Yahoo.com. Both of those brothers are on 89.1 WFDU FM, heard every Friday morning, 1:15 to 6, as well as Minister Cliff J out of San Diego, bringing the gospel in gospel house music. Also want to give shout-outs to Terrence Parker, as well as DJ Rich Williams, DJ Marcus Wade, my girl Angie Slate out in Detroit, Kyle Marvin, DJ Pat Allen out of San Francisco, give that brother a shout, as well as his wife Angela. So many people to shout and thank. But we're going to continue with the praise here in the House of Inspiration on GodsDJs.com. Oops.
All right, everybody. Just to let you know, that was recorded a couple of years ago, that particular mix by DJ Frankie Vibe. And I know you heard it, him shouting out to a lot of different people that were in the chat room at that time that he did this broadcast on another show. But anyway, I wanted to share it with you, and I hope you enjoyed it. Again, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show, where this is the edition of the House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe and me bringing the word. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. This is one of my favorite songs, and I'm glad that we get to play it at the end of every show, because God is that great. He's that magnificent. And here we go. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Peace and blessings. See you for the youth show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And here we go.